from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. A freeze warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s today, light winds from the northwest. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, warmer temperatures with highs in the mid-60s. It's 36 in Lawrence.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the Los Angeles Metro is using classical music on its light rail system. Find out why just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s. Widespread frost this morning, a freeze warning in effect still until 9 o'clock this morning. It's 33 in Topeka.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines.
It's over time. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting a book signing with Chloe Cooper Jones, author of the memoir Easy Beauty, on April 26th from 6 to 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Speaking of books, I hope you'll join me for KPR Presents later today. We're celebrating National Poetry Month with Cheryl Unruh, author of Gravedigger's Daughter, Vignettes from a Small Kansas Town, and Megan Kaminsky, author of Quietly Between. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join us for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR1. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Stay with us. Widespread frost this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Highs today in the upper 50s. Light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer, with highs getting all the way up to the mid-60s. It's 34 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
A big thank you to all of our listeners who donated to this public radio station during KPR's Campaign for Excellence. We finished up Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Here's a big thank you to everyone who became a listener member or updated your membership. Thanks for everything you do to support KPR. Programs like Weekend Edition Sunday. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can still become a patron of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. And then later today, join us for This American Life. Today on This American Life, it's funny the things that go through your head during a disaster. And it's only later, when you've got a little bit of distance, that you can maybe learn something from it. That's on This American Life, today at noon on KPR One stations. The time is 8 o'clock.
NPR. For the VA's office in Oklahoma City, he says steps are being taken to care for patients.
We have about 2,400 veterans that live in this local area, and so we're having to relocate and try to find ways to get them the treatment they deserve.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Kansas City man has been sentenced to almost 22 years in federal prison for the attempted murder of a teen because of his sexual orientation. The Kansas City Star reports that 25-year-old Malachi Robinson pleaded guilty to a hate crime in June. His victim was shot 8 times in a wooded area near Kansas City's Swope Park. FBI data released last month shows that Missouri reported its highest ever number of hate crimes in 2021, which is the most recent data available. The Wichita Police Department has been targeted with a fake TikTok page. KWCH reports that the WPD put out an alert yesterday saying they are investigating who's behind the account, and they've reported it to TikTok authorities. In separate news, the Wichita Police Department is warning the public about a kidnapping scam where people are called by someone claiming to have kidnapped a loved one. The Wichita Police Department reminds the public not to provide sensitive information or pay anything over the phone. A freeze warning remains in effect for the eastern half of Kansas and Nebraska and most of Missouri for the next hour. Widespread frost is reported for much of the area this morning after temperatures dip down into the 20s overnight. That warning again expected to expire at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll have a look at more KPR area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to solve social and environmental problems to improve lives today and benefit future generations. More information at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
Again, a freeze warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Mostly sunny skies, highs today in the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 36 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
For so long. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, the U.S. military has evacuated American diplomats from Sudan. We'll hear the latest from Sudan as violence continues there. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs getting up to the upper 50s, light winds from the northwest, lows overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the mid-60s. It's 35 in Emporia, 35 in Lawrence.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, comic Roy Wood Jr. is having a moment. From guest hosting The Daily Show to hosting the White House Correspondent Association's annual dinner, it's a long way from his early days in stand-up. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. We're celebrating National Poetry Month. Join me for a conversation with Cheryl Unruh. She's the author of Grave Digger's Daughter. And Megan Kaminsky, author of Quietly Between. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, and then stay with us for To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR. Kansas Public Radio's Spring Membership Drive, our Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by you, our listeners. Every single dollar pledged is an investment in in-depth news, great music, unparalleled entertainment. A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. If you just didn't quite get around to it, you can still make your contribution online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.